Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. And Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. If you are looking for a game tonight, head up to Kennesaw State. They're playing UTEP tonight at home, 8 o'clock. Now, Kirby Smart has weighed in on LSU firing head coach Brian Kelly.
There's so much built around the playoffs, and it's like everything's boom or bust, and you can't have a normal season. People got to make decisions earlier based on how somebody does, and I don't know enough about it. I know it's high expectations. I coached at LSU, and guy once told me, he said, that office you're in, that's not your office. You're borrowing it. And I knew right then that if you didn't win, you wouldn't be there long.
Wow. Such a great line.
So good.
I think Kirby is in an office that he owns right now. I don't think he has any worries.
I think he's solid.
Yeah.
Was that a buyout, $100 million?
Dude, it is funny how when some coaches are fired, there is these heartwarming stories of everything that how great the coach was for you. And then when other coaches are fired, Brian Kelly, there are stories about how mistreated they felt by said coach.
Yeah.
And I was reading a few yesterday, and there is zero love.
I hate that.
Loss for Brian Kelly.
I hate that, dude. I get it. We have sour feelings about the guy if he treats us wrong. But the bottom line is, if he had won more games, we would never have these conversations.
Yes, that's fair. It's right. It's right. But don't, you know, when he left Notre Dame, he was on his own accord to come down here, and there were the same stories. You know, you're always going to hear about the incident with the scissor lift. You're always going to, and then other people were talking about how they didn't like, you know, how they felt. There was a player that came out from LSU was like, yeah, I was doing well, blah, blah, blah. I got injured and I couldn't continue my career. I never heard from the guy again.
There's a video circulating of him putting hands on some staffer on the sideline. I can't remember what that situation was, but that was about 10 years ago. I mean, like I said, if he wins more games, we're never having this conversation, but he's an easy target right now.
He's an easy target, but he also he's made it that way. I mean, he has made probably it that fair. Way. The way you treat people does, I mean, you know, it affects you. I mean, it definitely affects how things go for you.
Allie, it's the whole thing where the way you treat people on the way up comes back tenfold on the way down.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, you know, the one silver lining in radio when you get fired is like, with this outrage on social media, like, where did Allie go? And he's not getting that right now.
No, yeah. He's getting, no. Thank God that he's gone.
Yeah, ding dong, the witch is dead, is what they're saying down there right now.
And there's, look, Mike's not wrong. If he won, he'd be our a-hole that we love. As an LSU fan would say that. But the reality is he's not, and he was a fraud the whole time with my family, and, you know, I'm tired of being here again and all that crap. So, toodles.
So Lane Kiffin, his name has been popping up everywhere with the head coach openings there are with Florida, LSU. He spoke yesterday about how he's addressing this with his team.
I just mentioned it to him yesterday. You know, that's a product of having a program with a lot of players and coaches doing a really good job. And I wouldn't even mention it because they've been through this every year, probably 4 years in a row. But we had so many new players, I just told them, hey, guys, this is what happens around here because we win games and people like the style that we play in. So that is all about a compliment to the players.
Well, and he did say also to the Pat McAfee show that he's never made a decision based off money and he never will.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
Right now, there's a couple people at Florida and Baton Rouge going, all right, bet.
Yeah.
Bet. Let's see how many zeros we can line up.
So they're like, oh, really? So you'll be fine with, like, you know, making fifth most in college football or 10th most? You know who his father-in-law is? His father-in-law played at Florida. And I'm pretty sure that his wife went to Florida, or at least that they have money.
We're talking about exes, right?
No, I'm pretty sure him and his ex-wife got back together.
No way.
Layla, right? That's her name, Layla Kiffin?
I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on but now the Google fingers are twitching right now.
Well, let's go. I was Googling it
Hallie,
yesterday.
Get on the Instagram. Let's go.
I was Googling it yesterday, and she's mentioned in an article related to him. So I'm pretty positive that they got back together.
Man.
Yeah. So,
didn't know that.
In July?
Here's an article from SI from 2 days ago. Layla.
Is this what? Lane are you Kiffin, trying to tell me this is giving Florida fans hope right now? Dude, look at the look on his face.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
This is unbelievable that y'all have stooped to these levels at Florida at a prestigious university. And you're talking about his reunited ex-wife.
The
might be the reason.
Reconciled wife of the coach has been rooting for him at games all season.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, man.
I'm just
you
saying.
You ought to be ashamed
of
yourself.
She even upstaged her daughter, Landry, in her Rebels fit.
Wow.
Maybe I need to click
when
on
was
this.
That? When was that?
It was 2 days ago.
Man.
Excuse me, 10 days. October 18th.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself in Gainesville.
October 18th is the article of the picture of her I'm looking at. But oh, wow. Okay.
I don't need to sit there and listen to this man make weird noises. He looks
while he's reading an article to himself.
Yes. Lord of mercy. Let's
just
go.
Saying. I mean, yeah, what are you going to do?
All right. Texas coach Steve Sarkisian is denying all reports that he is looking for an NFL job. I mean, he roasted. He was just saying he was so upset that this report got out there.
We talked off air yesterday, but here's what happens. Like, Jimmy Sexton may want to stir the pot. He's based out of Tennessee. This report came out of the Tennessee Titans. Two low-level staffers from the agency and from the Titans are having a beer going, I think Steve would make that move. And all of a sudden, here we go with a freaking headline from some insider and this, that, and the other. It's ridiculous, but Steve Sarkisian has to understand that the coaches that have come before him have made this bed, and he's the one that has to bear the brunt of it because this is exactly what happens. And it's unfortunate, but that's where we're at in college football.
So what? You're going to get paid probably out of it. It's not that big of a deal. It's really not that big of a deal. And I think he makes it a bigger deal by addressing it. I understand being irritated because it broke literally before a game. I get it. And then your team went out and played they didn't play very well. And they ended up winning, and it was crazy because I think Miss State's got talent. But that's the real issue, is that they almost lost the game to Miss State, and then he has to come back and address it.
Is this one of those, like, doth protest too much? Because he got that upset about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think, I mean, I don't blame him, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really don't blame him. And I get it, but you got to understand, he's recruiting his players every day at a play like Texas. So he has to get that message out. He can't just sit on his hands and say, well, I didn't even see that report. Like, he's got to get out in front of it.
Yeah, I think getting out in front of it in your locker room is just as important. But I think everywhere now you're recruiting your players every day. I think that's everywhere. But look, it's a little bit different now because there's only one transfer window.
Not the Tennessee Titans, you're not. Just throwing that out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's see if Mike, Bo, and Dylan's brains are firing on all cylinders this morning. If you aren't aware, the World Series went on for 18 innings last night in Game 3. Dodgers ended up winning. Freddie Freeman, of course, did it. We're all very excited for you, Freddie.
Nice work, Freddie.
Good job. Bring all that success to L.A. Anyway, we're going to play because it went back and forth for so, so many innings. So we're going to play a game of back and forth. It's going to go around the room, and I'm going to have you name different categories, different things in the categories, okay?
I'm so bad at this. All right, let's see what happens this time.
I'm locked in.
All right. Mike, you're going to start, then Bo, then Dylan, and we just go in a circle, okay?
All right.
All right, Mike, you're going to start with states.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri.
Alabama.
Florida.
Arkansas.
South Dakota.
Louisiana.
Texas.
North Carolina.
Tennessee.
Mississippi.
Hawaii.
Vermont.
Washington.
Maine.
New Jersey.
Oregon.
New York.
California.
Minnesota.
Nevada.
Hawaii.
Pennsylvania.
I already said Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Can I just say something? That was really good memory of you to remember what you said, because I have no clue what
I was
going to
say. I was going to say.
Off the top of my head.
I was trying to go with like random ones so I would remember if y'all said it. I was like, Vermont.
And that's the exact reason I said Hawaii.
I kept trying to go to regions, and then y'all kept invading my region, so I kept leaving to go to a different region.
Yeah, man.
I could see the fear starting up in Mike's eyes.
Oh, man, I'm so bad at this. I'm like,
I'm not going to lie. I was getting there, too. I was like, I got to start thinking of some more.
I can't miss on a state. There's 50 of them. I mean, come on, man.
All right, let's go with fast food chains. Bo, you start.
Whataburger.
Chick-fil-A.
McDonald's.
Arby's.
Burger King.
Hardee's.
Crystals.
Carl's Jr.
Sonic.
Bojangles.
Checkers.
Wendy's.
KFC.
Del Taco.
Popeyes. Where did that come from, bro?
I had to pull it.
Taco Bell.
That was going to be my next one. Dang it. I don't know.
Dylan's out on that one.
Oh, man, that's bad. I'm glad that he didn't get one, because I'm over here going,
Dylan, you're starting this next one.
Okay.
NFL teams.
Falcons.
Eagles.
Buccaneers.
49ers.
Saints.
Panthers.
Dolphins.
Patriots.
Texans.
Eagles.
Already said.
Oh, it was?
Oh,
yeah. I didn't even notice. Dang it.
That's what you get. I did that on purpose.
I started off so good, too. And I was wondering, I was like, did one of them already say Eagles?
You cooked
trying to get me?
You cooked yourself.
This is so ironic that you would say Eagles and then you doubled up.
You cooked yourself.
We have time for one more round of back and forth. Mike, you're going to start this one.
Okay.
Foods you eat with your hands.
Pizza.
Celery.
Mozzarella sticks.
And
hamburgers.
What's up, Doc?
This man says celery.
Wings.
Baby carrots.
Candy bar.
Chips.
Chicken fingers.
Crackers.
Chicken fingers.
Quit stalling and go.
Ham sandwich.
What?
Did someone say a sandwich yet?
No?
I don't think so.
Hershey's Kisses.
Isn't that?
You eat that with your hands. It's a food.
Potato wedges.
Why would you not just say French fries?
I don't know. Don't give them one.
No, and that counts as French fries.
Okay, it does count as French fries.
They're not the same thing.
I was going to use French fries.
They're not
the
same
thing. I'm glad we said that.
They're the same.
They're not the same, cookies. But that's a debate for another day.
That's a good one.
Donuts.
Oh, man. Pastries.
Huh?
Popcorn.
Okay.
Dried mango.
Wait, what?
You eat it with your hands. Dried mango.
An apple.
Banana.
Orange.
Trail mix. I think we jumped the shark. I think we jumped the shark.
Ike and Mike's.
Here's the problem. That's not the name of that food.
Mike and Ike's, whatever.
All you lose because that's not the name of that food.
That's not the name of it.
It is a name.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Just flipped it and reversed it. Mike. Mike and Ike's, whatever, the same thing.
Can't wait till Top 5 Tuesday.
If you enjoyed these shenanigans, 7:40 will be a treat for you because it is Top 5 Tuesday. Mike, you're in charge.
Yeah, I'm doing Top 5 Halloween candy bars.
Oh, okay, great.
You're not even going to, yes, it's going to be good. And you probably are going to hate it, but it's all right.
Who, me? Why don't you look
Everybody.
At me?
Everybody.
But you just took mine from last week.
Yeah, you were about to talk.
I like it. I like that you went best.
I had to. You had to flip it because it's Halloween week.
I'm glad you did. Good job.
Coming up, we're going to get back focused on sports. Mike and Bo are going to lay it out there, the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday's game. It is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.